Good morning, church. Welcome to Centenary's Sunday worship service. Today we have a young ladies, young Caroline Callan and oh, okay, Tegan and Alice. Oh, welcome. Welcome to Centenary's Worship Service. Good to see you all. Is there any announcement in the body? Yes, Bill?
Good morning. I would like to be sure to extend an invitation to all the youth to join us at a pool party at Miss Virginia Seville's home next Sunday at 6 o'clock. We're going to have pizza. We're hoping for maybe 80 degree at least temperatures. It's hard to believe we're going to cool off this week, but it looks like we are. Her pool is not known for being the warmest pool. So, youth, if you want to bring your wetsuits, that's fine. If you no need for coffee that day, it'll wake you up, I'm guaranteed. So please join us, 6 o'clock. If you need transportation, let us know. Thanks.
Thank you, Virginia. Thank you for offering for the pool party. And other announcements? Ladies who lunch, this Thursday we will have a grilled cheese that Chris says she's gonna make for them, and go to the third floor media room, and she's gonna show the basic computer skill, especially how to get into the Amplify Media. So join us. All are welcomed, right? It'll be nice if you let Chris to know you are coming. Then she will make wonderful grilled cheese and dessert, I guess. Thank you. The finance team, a finance committee meeting is scheduled to meet Tuesday, August 17 at 6 p.m. at the Fellowship Hall, followed by the post-COVID re-entry group meeting at 7 p.m. The Virginia Department of Health announced a significant increase in the Delta variant throughout the Commonwealth. The data shows that the Lynchburg area's vulnerability label is very high and critical. So getting vaccinated is the most important thing you can do to end the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm so glad that Garland got his first shot this week. Finally, okay. But some people may still need to take steps to protect themselves against COVID-19, such as young children who are so pretty and adorable and and people with weakened immune systems. So we can all do our part following the health protocol, wearing a mask indoor setting, even if you are vaccinated. Stay at least 6 feet from others outside of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often and stay home if you are infected with COVID-19, and stay separate from others and get tested if you have had close contact with someone with COVID-19. Please pray for the PRZ meeting as we are going to discuss the health protocols for our in-person worship and in-person gathering next Tuesday. Today's altar flower is given to the glory of God and in honor of Dan and Cindy Darkerty's 36th wedding anniversary. Yay! They're not there, but congratulations, Dan and Cindy, for your anniversary. Now, it's time for striking of the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.